I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. Reaction continues to swirl in Washington following the release of the Robert Mueller report, which concludes the president did not conclude with Russia, but does stop short of exonerating him on obstruction of justice. Lawmakers from our area, including Democratic Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, calling for the full report to be released. Today is the day that lawmakers in New Jersey are poised to decide upon a series of bills that would potentially legalize the adult use of marijuana. No one is sure which way the vote will go, so stay with us for continuing updates. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School rocked by a second suicide in a little over a week, as one student, Sydney Aiello, a 2018 graduate, took her own life. Initially, she had been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after surviving the Valentine's Day 2018 gunman attack that took 17 lives at that school. Now, a second student died Saturday in what police are describing as a suicide. Parents are being urged to speak to their children, students also being urged to seek help if they need it. In sports, the Sixers visit Orlando. Let's check your CBS 3 eyewitness forecast. We have some sunshine early on today, then it'll become more overcast through the afternoon with rain showers and a high of 53. Rain ending tonight around midnight. The skies will slowly clear out with a low of 32. And tomorrow, sunny, cool, and breezy and a high of 48. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.